from beautiful Sharon Carmel, and there's no cliches as well. Like, you know, we got to tell God, we got to tell our problem that about our God. It's not a cliche. This is true.
It is true.
You know, like, you know, and I know a lot of people know it because they've heard it. To them, it's a cliche unless it's living in your life, you know, because, you know, we speak to the problem. We speak to the situation. We speak to the heart valves, the legs, the, you know, the muscles, the nerves, the tendons, whatever it may be in someone's life, the bank account, the relationships, you know, we say what we want and not what we see. It's always going to come back down to that. Listen, when God said, like, be, he didn't say, right now, we'll cancel that out, no one can ever say that again. Now, it's a law, it's a principle, it's what God set up, it's authority. And even Jesus was saying, like, many thousands of years later, you know, have the faith of God. It's available. We've got Holy Spirit now. He was saying it back then, before they had Holy Spirit, have the faith of God. Have it. Don't, like, beg for it, you know, just believe like God did. And then he gives the example, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, this problem, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and believe in his heart, and doubt not, he shall absolutely have whatsoever he saith. And whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you've received it, you've already manifested. Believe you've already manifested it. You've got to see it in your mind and hold it in your hand, and you shall manifest it. That's how we pray. And it's a practice, because we've been taught kind of a different way, which is a good way, but it's not the 100% way that we're going to see the results that we so desire, because God is not withholding anything from us anyway. If you think about your prayer life, the things that you desire, why would God withhold anything good to you? He's not going to withhold it from you. It's where our faith is to receive and how we're asking. So asking is very big. You know, you can actually just, like, I would encourage people, even though we're led by the Spirit of God and we give the inspiration, go and look at the word ask. Go and have a look at it through the Gospels, through the church epistles, even in the Old Testament, how Solomon asked, you know, and seeking and finding, and the language that people used when they asked and got their prayers answered. Like Jabez, for an example, you know, there was a whole line of genealogy in Chronicles. You know, so-and-so begot so-and-so, so-and-so got this, and then he talks about Jabez. And that Jabez, you know, prayed to God, oh, that you'll bless me indeed, and that you'll enlarge my territory, that your hand is with me, and that you'll keep evil from me so it doesn't grieve me or cause me pain. And it says, and God granted him his request. Jabez was born into sorrow, and he asked God, that would you bless me indeed? God wants you to ask. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Honestly, the things, the challenges that come up are there to bring us into fear that God is not going to do the thing that we need him to do in our situation. But God is going to do. And we need to ask, like, Father, now you do this for me. I'm coming to you, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And I know that you're willing to do it. So I'm asking that now you activate this. I receive it by faith. I speak it forward. And I thank you that you are faithful, that you're faithful and true. You know, so we don't let our circumstances control us. You know, sometimes you might feel a little bit weird about things. A little bit strange, a little bit isolated, maybe. There's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, will not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Again, Paul's highlighting these wonderful principles that we can do. There's things that we can do, but using our authority, that we bring our faults subject to the obedience of Christ. In other words, it's not subject to the feelings and emotions of the circumstances that we might be faced with, or challenges that we might be facing, right? Or feelings that we might be going through, or pain or agony, emotional, mental, physical, that we might be go to. There's no temptation that's taken you. Everyone's gone through it at some level. But God is faithful. This is the key. It's not about us being faithful now, because we screw up all the time, right? We make mistakes. But God is faithful. Almighty God, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Rapha, whatever you want to call him. He is faithful. He is faithful. Listen, don't tell me you're so faithful. Listen, God's faithful. I'd rather you say that to me. You know, Laura, God's faithful in my life. Because I need him to be faithful in my life, so I'm not so faithful at times, you know. or I might miss things out, you know. But God is faithful, who will not allow you. He won't allow it. He won't allow you to be tempted above that which you're able. If you see your child in trouble, you think, okay, well, they need to stick up for themselves. I'll watch this for a little bit. Oh, he's had a little punch in the eye. Then he can take a little bit more. And then the other kid gets, no, right, come on, that's enough now. God won't allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will, with that temptation, make a way for you to escape. Like, you know, I'll poke the bully in the eye. Go on, quick, run. Go and hide under that bush there. You know, you'll be fine there for a bit. You know, God will take care of you. He'll hide you under the shadow of your wings, so you can get second wind, second breath. And believe me, God will always give you second wind and second breath. He'll always take your impossible situation and show you there's a way out of it, and deliver you, and heal you, and restore you, so you've got the testimony. Because he's a God of deliverance. He's not a God of, well, now you've got something wrong with you now, well, it's going to take many years. Oh dear, what's going to go on? Like, you've got to stop doing everything. God is with us. You know, the just shall live by faith, not by sight. Not by what we hear, not by what we see, not by what we smell, not by what we taste. So we got to keep strong in our convictions of what God says we are, who we are in Christ, and what the authority we got. Do you know your authority? Do you know your jurisdiction? Do you know the power and authority God has given you? And the way to elevate that is by saying what God says, not by saying your circumstances. And, you know, and again, another big trick that I see that goes on with people, and this happened with me as well, include myself in it, the emotions, or tiredness, or fatigue. Oh, I just can't be bothered right now. No, that's when you want to do it. When you can't be bothered, open your mouth and speak. Light be in the name of Jesus Christ. Energy come in the name of Jesus Christ. Strength be. You know, God is with you. Be strong. You make up your mind to be strong. You can be strong, or you can be weak. God says be strong and be very courageous. That everything's in front of you is yours and will be under your foot. Now just meditate upon what I'm saying. All right, get your focus and imaginations on the deliverance. You got a problem? Now here's the answer. Focus on the answer, not the problem. Speak the answer, not the problem. And yes, and sometimes you might have to fight to do that, because sometimes you just might not feel like it. And you know what? In those times, I would say to you, just sit down, have a little nap. I don't feel like it right now, but God, I give it everything to you. And when I've got energy back, you infuse me. You infuse my mind with your energy and your strength. You know, and as you speak in tongues, he will. You know, I've had a couple of weeks like that. Listen, it's fine. Like, God is not going to let you down. He is so faithful. So, you know, all the plans and all the visions and desires that each one of you got to move for God and live for God, they're still there. God hasn't moved them out of the way because you're 50 years older, or you're 20 years older, or the situation has changed, or the circumstances. God's got a plan. He's always got a plan. He's always got a way for us to be successful. And you're never alone. Like God says here, never leave you or forsake you in your situations. And yeah, sometimes some people might be going through a challenging time for a long period of time. But I'm telling you one thing in that. You're growing. You're getting stronger. You're seeing God go to work for you. You're seeing God showing you different angles and areas. You never be weak when you're with God. You never be weak. If it's a moment at a time, what do? You sit down. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. And we make it more easy by the words that we declare, by the words that we speak. You know, we speak unto the mountain. Get out of the way. Remove. Go over there. You've got no jurisdiction in my life. You've got no authority in my life. What are you even trying to do over my side of the road? Get back to where you come from. Right? So, and the other thing is, all these little things that do go on is another thing to stop you from the simple practices which lead you into this strength that we're in now. The speaking in tongues. Right? Speak in tongues as much as you can. It's the power source for everything. You open your mouth, you move your lips, your tongue, your throat. You may not, I didn't feel like doing that, by the way, but all of a sudden now it's like, oh, I want a bit more of this baby. Give me some more of this shantokola mosonda. Let's preach it in the name of Jesus. Right. Let's have a bit of fun. Let's have a bit of joy. Let's not be so doom and gloom. You know, spirits are doom and gloom. We're not. We've got the spirit of fire and light and power. No, so speak in tongues. Shantakala masanda rabokohondo. Shantakohondo. Practice it every day, even if it's just for those couple of seconds. Begin. Sangates always encouraged me. Lawrence, just begin. You begin. That's how he said. Okay, begin. I just begin. And then he says, you know, speak by the Spirit. God will give you perfect rhema heavenly words to hit right on the situation. You know, if you want to be biblically, you know, scholar and go to every verse of scripture, you'll be there for a long time. God can give it to you in an instant. Then he can show you later on for your own understanding, for your own personal study and development. But when we're moving, Jesus didn't say, oh, hold on a minute. Need to get the biblical research book out. Hold on. Oh, wait, I left that one at home. I left my lexicon at home. He didn't say that, did he? I left my Hebrew at home. Oh, no. I'm going to have to go to the church, see if they got one. See if we can go and borrow one. He would never got anything done. You know? The word of God, the word of Jehovah is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It's living word. Like, we need to speak the living word. So everything, if there's no energy, speak the living word. If there's no strength, speak the living word out of your mouth. I've been doing this. I've been practicing this all this week. Speak the living word. Say what God says. Strength and energy comes just by doing that, as well as speaking in tongues. Say what God says. Get those promises. Also, what is written in the scripture. Don't forget, all the promises of God in Christ are yes and yes. God is not saying no. It's all been given to you. Everything in those scriptures, all those promises are already yours in Christ. You've got to know how to receive it. You've got to know how to speak it. And you've got to know how to claim it and pray for it. Thank God for it. It's already yours. The abundance is already yours. The healing is already yours. The great relationships and the desires that God's put in your heart is already yours. We just got to realize that internally in our minds. Yeah, God has done this. What am I waiting for? Father, I rejoice. What did Abraham do before he received his promise? He rejoiced. He gave glory to God because he knew what God was able to do. God was willing to do. God's willing to do this. Ah, but is he able? Yes, he's able. Oh my God's able to do this, but is he willing? You know. No, Lawrence can lend me £1,000. Is he able to? Well, he might be. Got to ask him first, didn't you? You never know until you ask, right? But is he willing? I might not be willing. You've got to have that willing and able. And our God is a willing and able God. You know, we've got to kind of wake ourselves up a little bit with these wonderful truths through our declaration, through our meditation, regardless of any situation. We don't look at the situation. Yes, sometimes it's there and presents itself. But we say what we want. We speak light and the darkness flees. It's the entrance of the word that bringeth light and gives salvation unto the simple. See, this is not complicated. You don't need a PhD or anything. You really don't. God has qualified you. He's given you Holy Spirit. When you confess Jesus as Lord and believe God raised you from the dead, he qualified you. You don't need any classes. You don't need any seminars. Now you're being led by the Holy Spirit of God, and God is energizing you. See, now, when we get rid of the fear of man, nothing's going to be impossible to you. When we have that fear of man, and really, it's true, I had the fear of man all the time growing up. So I was always told I couldn't achieve anything, that Lawrence, you're not, that just sit down there, mate, let me do it for you. I can do this good for you and you have to do nothing. And I used to let everybody do everything for me because I was no good. And I used to think that. I used to believe that. So that's what I was. But now I ain't got the fear of man. I ain't got the fear of anyone walking away from me because God will never leave me or forsake me. That's where I put my hope and my trust and I pin everything on him. And if he lets me down, then I am screwed. But my God will never let me down. He never has done, even when I've been great, and even when I've been really lousy. My God is with me all the time, and my God is the same for you. He's our Heavenly Father. He's an amazing, majestic God. He does deserve to be magnified. He does deserve to be prayed. We need to kind of remind ourselves of these wonderful truths. And then let's pray for one another. You know, it's easy to, you know, you could all probably look at me and find many faults, which I expect you can, right? But why do that? do you know what? That brings you down, not me. Because I know I got them. what faults would you like me to point out to you? Because I can point out all of them to you. Got tons of them, but do I focus on those? No, I don't. I'm not looking at my weaknesses. I'm looking at my strengths, and my strength is Jesus Christ. My strength is my ability in Him. That's my strength. My strength is believing the truths of who I am in Christ and what God accomplished for me. And all these other things are just bloody distractions. That's all they are. And they're under our feet. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. I am seated at the right hand side of God. And I am living triumphantly. I am living healthily. I am living prosperously. This is where I am. What about you? Oh, well, you know. Not giving up smoking. Oh, woe is me. I've had to give up smoking. All that investment in cigarettes, now I've got to give up. What was the point in the beginning? I could look at it funny. I could look at it ridiculously. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, my food tastes absolutely great. I've given up for a week now. And I haven't even really, I had a couple of patches. They fell off me. They didn't even help me. So I was having the cravings anyway, but I overcome them. Jesus was led up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. It's a bit like that for me. You know, with the smoking and with the, oh, it's just like reaching for my cigarettes, especially in my office. Everywhere I smoke, in the bathroom, wherever I went, I was smoking. So I'm reaching for cigarettes. I'm not doing it now, less now. But I feel great. And I'm drinking loads of water. Only 1.5 litres a day. You know what I mean? The people have already said, I think I've lost 3-4 kg, I think. I don't know where, but someone says they've, see I look, a bit smaller. But the point is, you know, a merry heart does good, like a medicine. And we need to encourage one another, and we need to see the good. We need to say what we want about someone. So when you see someone in a situation, say what you want to see. Not what they're actually going through, or what they might be experiencing right now. And we give thanks to God. Thank you for you taking care of this. This is amazing how you, you know, the great testimony from this already is, blooming and developing and growing, and it already is. And then we speak to the things that we want to be healed. We speak to the things that are hindering. We use our authority, guys, like really ask God to give you a bigger revelation. And we should watch what we say about other people too, you know. Just ask Job. Just look at Job, and that his actions and his words did affect his whole family, right? So our words do have an effect. And death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You know, there's sowing and reaping. What are you sowing with your words, you will reap. How do you think Satan has cast spells and stuff like that? Through words, you know. God, you know, God forgive them and give them repentance. Because they're gonna reap a lot of bad things unless they turn to God and get born again. So we want to say good words. It's all about good words. God spoke good words over all of us. God doesn't see you in your situation, by the way. God knows your situations, but he's not looking at you stuck in your situation. He's seeing you healed. He's seeing you prosperous. He's seeing you delivered. He's seeing you joy yourself. And we need to see the same way that God sees how he sees us. So we think that God will feel sorry for, oh, poor Lawrence. He's really going for it, mate, isn't he? Or poor Marie Carroll, she's really going for it. Or poor Becky, or poor Danny, or poor Mango. Not Mango, poor Bandy. Poor Catty, oh, they're really going for it. They've struggled and had challenges. Zara, Sakina, oh, bless them. Oh, God, but we should really pray for them. No, just believe, yeah, pray that they go to God. Pray that they speak the heavenly words. Give them the heavenly words. Give them the heavenly truths. Keep in the practice of what you've been given, because that's just what's going to keep you strong. Just those 5 basic things. Be strong in them, not weak. That's why I said, be strong in the Lord. Not be strong in your knowledge of the Lord. Not be strong in what you think, but be strong in the Lord, in what God says you are, and in the power of His might. So that means it's total dependency and trust and reliance upon God to bring to you the answers and solutions that you need. Like Carl Morton says, you know, we tell the problem about our God. Problem, you are screwed. You're messing with the wrong kiddie here. Because my God is the Godfather. You know, he's the man. He's the Godfather. You know, he's the mafia of everything. And you're screwing with the wrong one. you know, and Satan trembles. He doesn't want you to recognize who you are. So use your authority, speak these words, faith and confession. What you believe in your heart, you say with your mouth, will come to pass. What you keep confessing, negative or positive, will play out in your life, keep you where you are, bring you down or lift you up. What you want to do is up to you. You want to get together and talk negatively about someone, then you'll be in that same place yourself. You want to get together and talk great things about each other. That Patty, my God, what a great woman of God. What an amazing light mover and light bearer. Look at that fan. Like, he's so hot and handsome. All the girls come to him and all the men come to him just because of this wonderful Christ oozing out of every pore. And his beautiful partner, Branda, too. And Carl Morton, that good-looking Norwegian. He attracts every good thing to him. Oh, Peter Lloyd, my gosh, yeah, well, all those Hooter people want to come to him too. And he's witnessing left, right and centre. And those Irish people. And so let's say the things that we want to see, right? Not the negative crap. You know, don't say, let's practice not going by the emotions and thoughts and feelings of everything. It's a practice. In other words, you are going to feel those things at times, but you don't give in to the weight of that, you know, because you are so much higher than that. So anyway, that's what I was going to share, but I just really felt the share like that.